sorry that I've been away for a little bit. I have decided to put together some of my ideas and present them like this. I hope you're all doing well in quarantine, isolation and stuff. Like, I know we're going to be okay at the end of the day. We just got to hold strong. I'm going to get straight into it, by the way. So today I'm just speaking to you guys about an artist model of which I've created. I understand that there's a lot of creatives that I work with, including being creative myself, and I sometimes struggle to articulate the whole idea of what I'm trying to achieve. And that comes from understanding why I'm doing it in the first place all the way to executing it. And I think that being a creative and working with creatives, we're often interested in so many little things that we struggle to really find not only our identity, but also struggle to find how the best way of executing a project actually is in a really linear format. So I have put together, which I'll probably put up here, which is why I'm sat on one side of the screen, a model of which that can help you understand why you're doing something and how best to execute it. Here it is. I'll explain it now. So the way that this model goes is that you start off with why, right in the center. You move to how, where, what, when, and then results. And that's the process that you go through. Always start off with why. And this is the most important thing I feel for a creative or any idea, anything you wish to create, you really should understand why you're doing something in the first place. We can use the idea of, let's say there is an artist that has written a track. We need to understand why that track was made in the first place. What does it really mean to the artist? So as an artist yourself or someone working with an artist, you really need to get down to that level of granularity to really say to yourself, why are you doing this in the first place? Because that's the whole purpose for the track, and it should be articulated in that way as well. But this doesn't just go for tracks. This also goes for any creative venture. You need to understand why you're doing it in the first place. So be honest, be clear. You never have to strictly articulate if it's something that's that personal, but it's very good to know exactly why you did this in the first place and spend some time dwelling on that. So that is the core of the project, and everything rotates around why that you do something. And I personally feel that when you do something because you feel that it's got such a level of purpose or personalization to you, you don't need to spend any energy acting on it. And I know it sounds simple, but I feel that it's good to spend some time on doing it. Why you do something is at the core of every idea that you do, but then how it looks and how it's executed can take any shape that you wish to. And this is really broad. This is just how do you want it to look. Understand the headlines of how you want this project or this idea or this track to look. How do you want it to be portrayed? How do you want it to be seen? Where do you want it to go? What sort of people do you feel it's going to resonate with? What's the most impressive scale it can reach? And always aim for as high as you can. Where do you want this track to go? And there's no limits to this. So step three is that once you've understood why you're doing something and how you want it to look, the first thing you should look at is where. You need to write down a list of all of the places that you would like to go to, all of the places that you imagine this project or track to reach. And that could be anywhere from finding out loads of different playlisting areas, loads of different sub-labels that would happily release stuff. So fourthly, is what do you need? Each one of those areas will be discussed in where. So every single playlist, every single label that you want to speak to, every single outlet that you wanted it to reach, all of the DSPs, where do you want this project or track to go? You then need to understand what you need in each one of those cases in order to deliver that to them. For a playlist, do you need to speak to the right person, spend some time on social media or reaching out to these people? For labels, do you need to make a list or do you need to reach out to some friends of yours? Do you need to make friends? That's cool. Do you need to create remixes afterwards? Is that an area that you wanted to reach in the where section? If so, what do you need for those? And then you move into the when section, which is for all of these assets that you've needed in the what section, how are you going to schedule them out? What order do you want this to go in? This section is to create a narrative. It allows you to create that storyline, and you can then readapt where you want to go, what assets you need for that, and when you're going to line them up to create this timeline narrative of exactly how you want to execute all of these pieces and how you're going to prepare in order to do that. That's the main bulk of how to build a project from start to finish. The reason why this works particularly well with creatives in music is because understanding why is incredibly underrated. And it will help you execute the rest of this project entirely. Understanding how is really the whole scope of the project and how to get this idea in your head and not to be restricted by just doing the little administration tasks. Where, what, and when helps you build the plan. Finally, we go on to results. You look at what you've done and you see how you feel about it. Do you want to change anything? Is it anything you could have improved on? Is there anywhere else you'd like to go? Do you feel like you've not properly understood why you've done this in the first place? Do you want this to look different? Take the feedback that you've learned and you go back and you say to yourself, why have I done this in the first place? Is that still correct? If so, carry on. How is this supposed to look? I still want this to look the same, but something wasn't quite right. Okay, where? Maybe I didn't reach the right outlets, or maybe I didn't prepare enough for what they needed. And sometimes you don't know until you reach out. But then when? Perhaps I didn't time this to the scale of which I wanted to. With this circle model, this enables you to consistently keep planning and keep working, keep everything in the tight schedule, but also keep reminding yourself of why you're doing this in the first place. Because I think that with creatives in general, we get so distracted by a lot of other things and a lot of different projects, and even like pleasing other people and other artists, or just working on different crafts and getting distracted sometimes. And this will keep us locked in as to why that we did this in the first place. And that should transcend all time and all plans. And I think that's really important to keep your heart in there. Feel free to give me some feedback on what you think this is like, if this worked for you. I know that some of the lines are a bit wonky as well. Yeah, don't judge me for that. I really hope this helps though. Hope you're all doing well in quarantine isolation. Look after yourselves and your family and friends. But if you've got some spare time that you want to chuck into doing something with the time that you have to be creative and to keep sane, feel free, and hopefully this model goes to use. So thanks so much and take care. Hello, it's Kenny here. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find more info to help with your own creative endeavors on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just @EndeavorXVI for more info. All messages welcome, and thanks for listening.